It's hot in here. Welcome to the Little Mo Show. I'm your host, Little Mo. Yes, welcome to the podcast. Y'all good? Yeah. Ain't nobody got on Gucci, so I ain't know if y'all was good or not. I'm your host, Little Mo. And to my right, my main man, my right hand.
Fred, my name is Fred Mwangunga. I'm the founder and editor of Media Takeout, and I'm Little Mo's special guest sidekick for the day.
No, you're not a sidekick. It's Little Mo and Fred. You know what I mean? What's crazy is that around the house when we say somebody Fred, you know, like people are like, what really happened, Petunia? We say like this, what really happened, Fred? It's just something about the name Fred. Like, what happened?
But you know, there used to be a time when there were people actually named Fred, right? Like when I was a kid, there were like other Freds. Now I've never met another Fred.
I've never met no one else with your last name. So where'd you go to school at?
I went to Columbia here in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
What about as a kid? Because I know the teachers is messing up your name.
Yeah, I went to school in Queens.
Oh, really? Yeah. Southside Jamaica?
Nah, in Queens Village, but not too far from
that. That's right off God Brewer. I know it's around there somewhere.
You know, it's wild. Like, people always like, you know, you grew up in Queens. Yeah. I grew up in the same neighborhood as, like, Russell Simmons.
Okay.
Q from World Star, like, 50
You know what's crazy is? When, it's crazy how small the world is. Because I've known Q from World Star. I didn't realize it was the same Q for World Star until he passed. Let me tell you how. My dad is in the Army, and my dad's Army friend named, we call him Odinat, and he is military, but he also sells, I think, like AT&T. And my dad was like, yeah, you know, Odinat's brother passed. You may know him from Q or World Star. So I'm like, you mean all these years that we've been around, I didn't realize that was him? With that being said, it was just like, you just never know how that 6 degrees of separation is real.
Especially with black people. You think about how many folks that you know other people too.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild. Like, I mean, me, Russell Simmons, Q, like, Salt-N-Pepa.
Because I used to live over there at one time. That's right around when I got signed. So, actually, I was in Jamaica Estates right before.
That's right, then. That's the same
area. Well, that's how I met 50 from being over there. Me and him used to literally be in my homeboy Barry, who's locked up now. We used to be in his Jamaica Estates apartment in a room writing songs. We did a song called You Fugazi. It was right after he did How to Rob. And it was like always something about him that reminded me of like Tupac. I was just like, man, fuck these niggas. I was like, yo, you're like the best. Like, you did a whole song with people want to do. But remember, the labels were scared of him. They said he was a bully.
Yeah.
And that was like a little bit before he got shot. And then the building that I actually lived in. Before I moved to Jamaica States, remember the Lost Boys?
Yeah, that's right.
Not Mr. Cheeks, Freaky Todd, the one that got killed.
Right.
Like, I was in his building, and I thought I was going to get killed. I was all, and it had nothing to do with anything while he was murdered. I think they said his, I don't know, child, you know the streets be talking. But I moved, and that's when Missy Elliott called me. Then I went on the road after that. But it's, like, crazy how really close in proximity you never know.
Especially
who you
New York.
Are.
I mean, New York, Philly's like that, too. Like, Philly, everybody knows everything.
L.A., LA. Oh, I live in a building with Denzel. Now, first of all, you're lying. But they didn't mean Denzel Washington. They meant Denzel Covington.
You know, interesting story about Denzel, right? Like, oh, Denzel.
Oh, I got some stories about him, too.
Spilling tea. But so, Denzel, you know how he was, like, the hottest actor for, like, 10 years, right?
Just 10?
Well,
he's 20
years. Acting,
he's like Morgan Freeman age, but
he's
just
hot now. But, like, there was a time when he was, like, the hottest actor in the world for, 10, 15 years, right?
Was it Training Day era or before that?
It was like that Training Day era was like towards the end.
He was
but
lit.
Like between like Malcolm X and Training Day.
You're right.
He was like the number one actor in the world, right?
He was.
So I know one of my homegirls is really cool with Denzel, right?
Okay.
So you know what Denzel did? In every movie. So he had like one blockbuster movie every year.
Yeah.
And so he would set it up as a writer in his contract so that he would have access to a private jet to do whatever he wants for 6 months before the filming of the movie.
Okay.
And 6 months after the movie.
So he can mentally prepare himself.
Right, so like, let's say he's on set and he wants to go to a Knicks game.
He could be gone for 6 months?
For 6 months, the studio paid for him to have a private jet.
Oh.
Well, he could go anywhere in the world with it.
So
his jet.
From January to June, he was allowed to be on their dime. Not like if they start filming in June, January, he got a...
Right, before the movie and after.
Whoa,
and so
that's
he did
dope.
It for 10 years, since he was hot for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
he put that rider in for 10 years.
So yeah.
That dude had access to a private jet for absolutely free to fly anywhere he wanted in the world for like 10 years.
Damn.
Crazy, right?
And he so when did they take it out?
I mean, I don't know. Before we know, because
what's his name come out July 20th? That movie's out.
That's right. That
Equalizer Part 2.
Right. He probably got his jet right now. And the thing that was wild is he would do crazy stuff with that jet too. He would like fly into New York for like a Knicks game and then fly out
as he should.
He would have like my homegirl. He would be like, "Yo, take the jet for like a day and come," because he didn't care.
What his wife said.
Well, no, he didn't.
What Paulette said? Ain't that his wife?
He knew her not in that kind of way.
Yeah, because his wife looked like she threw them hands. Oh, like she looked like she reminds me of Michelle Obama, like classy, glamorous, a queen, but don't sleep. Right. I will yank you, bitch.
And she's out. She's out there too. Like you don't see her like on the red carpet, but she is at events. She's at stuff like
and
that.
And she's in that jet.
And she got an eye. She got an eye open watching all these hoes out here. So
don't
you
sleep.
Can't really like. Press up on Denzel without.
Yeah, you can. But I've ran into him a couple of times. He was always so cordial. I was just like, you know, we're a big fan of yours. I love Training Day. I thought I was you in Training Day at one point in my life. I'm so impressionable. Then after that, it was just like he was cool. And I know he's a fan of boxing. I just I forgot who fought at the Barclays, but he was there. And I told my husband, see, you should have went. You could have been with Denzel and now. You could have been with Denz. Oh, anyway. Yeah. Matter of fact, going down. You see this entertainment? Look, we got a whole bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, we've been talking so much. We got
I'm talking about me and fights, and we got to talk about what's going on in the world, because, child, I heard a lot, and that's what I heard. So I like your expertise on it, because you honestly get the news before me. I be getting some tea, and I keep on checking my phone to see when Faith going to hit me back, because let's just talk about it.
I mean, that's the biggest story of the day.
It's breaking the internet.
It's a really big story. It's going to be a big story for the next week. And that's it.
What they talking about?
So Faith Evans and Stevie J, they secretly got married last night in Las Vegas. And there's all kinds of stories about this. One is the two, Faith and Stevie J, obviously they knew each other.
For years.
In the Bad Boy days. Yeah.
Even before that, because you know Faith, like she was a songwriter and Stevie J was a producer, so they came together as that Bad Boy unit. But I believe they knew, like, because Faith was she was writing for a lot of people, even then, so they knew each other and were like family,
right?
Since for over 20 years.
And remember too, so when Stevie J during the Bad Boy time, he was kind of like the young, like the kid of the group, right? Because there was Diddy and there was. You know, there was Biggie, Faith, right? So they were all kind of like bosses in their own.
What songs
realm.
Did anybody remember? What songs he produced for? Notorious or on the matter of fact, I remember he played. Yeah, he played that album for me. Like it was crazy. What album was that? Ready to Die, Life After Death, and that was like right posthumous Biggie's passage. So the album felt so real. I just remember him playing that at the Hit Factory Studios. And just like, it just felt like Big was in the room. So, so they're married now. Because first it came out that they had got the license in Vegas.
Right. They are married. They had their actual wedding ceremony last night.
Who got this information?
So they actually had people there. But I mean, the two of them, remember, they have a long history. They've known each other for a while. They've been dating on and off. I mean,
so they were really together? I guess I've been out the loop.
Well, they were together like 2 years ago, right?
So on his show?
It was like right when the show came out, they showed some of it on Love and Hip Hop, where the two of them were kind of flirting with each other.
So when did him and Jocelyn break up?
Him and Jocelyn have been broken up for a long time. I mean, their daughter Bella now is, I think, 2 years old, and that was essentially the end of their relationship.
So, because all I keep on seeing Jocelyn say is, like, pay my child support, bum. But I saw a lot of people say, well, now that they've tied the knot, I guess that money filters over to Faith. Does she have to pay the child support? From a legal standpoint, I don't even know how much in arrears he is, because I don't get child support, so I'm trying to figure out.
He was actually $1.3 million in arrears. Now, let me explain to you what happened and how he messed up. And let me tell you, there's a lot of men out here probably watching this right now that are going to end up in the same boat as Stevie J. So what happened is, Stevie J, he was on top of the world, right? He was Hit Factory, producer, making all this money. And while he was doing that, him and his baby's mother had a couple of children together.
Yeah,
right?
I know one of his baby mothers because I know Savannah and Little Stevie. That's honestly the only ones I knew about.
No, these are I think they're all like
because Savannah
of
I think is 18 or 19.
Yeah,
and Little
so
Stevie,
that might be her because it's a.
So which one do he owe for? Because Antoinette,
he owes for both of them. So there are two kids.
But they're in the show with him.
Well, no. These two that he owes for are like 18 or 19 or 20, something like that. They're grown.
Not grown, but grown.
So what happened is his mom put him on papers way back when he was when he was Stevie J, on top of the world, Diddy, Bad Boy. So she put him on papers then. And she got the number, the amount that they, that she got from them was based on the money that he was making back in 1995, right?
How much was it?
It was something like, something crazy. Maybe it was like $20,000 a month or whatever. But so when she put him on papers, Stevie then, he dropped off, right? And then he just kind of didn't pay his child support.
Yeah.
He didn't go to court to try and get a downward modification, which, gentlemen out there, if you are on child support and you're making a whole bunch of money and then your financial situation changes, you can actually go to court.
And get a modification.
And then get a modification, and the courts will reduce the amount that you owe. Right?
Okay.
But he never did that. He just kind of just disappeared, never paid child support, disappeared. And so his baby's mother probably thinking, CVJ is never really going to come up anymore.
Yeah.
So she just kind of let the arrears build.
Yeah.
And just kind of like, I'm not worried about this dude. But then this is maybe 18, 19 years later, the dude got on Love and Hip Hop and started getting these checks and started blowing up. So then the baby's mother said, oh, by the way, you owe me $1,200,000. And he's like, wait, hold on. All those years.
Because he's been taking care of his kids. We've seen it.
Well,
that's what they say.
Well, this is
that's what I heard.
Post Love and Hip Hop, I think he's a changed man. I mean, he came into some money.
I know him. And I'm just like, every time I see, like, I know he got Bonnie Bella.
Right. He's definitely in his kids. I mean, he's definitely in his daughter's life.
And the one with Mimi.
Yeah, he's in her life. Mimi is there.
Okay, so what does Mimi and Jocelyn, is Mimi in any of this at all?
Mimi is completely done with it. Mimi is no longer even,
she's done with men.
She's done with
men.
She's with a woman. She's living with a woman.
Living her best life.
Yeah, her and her lover or her wife.
I hung with them in Atlanta, and honestly, she seems genuinely happy.
She does. I mean, not only does she seem genuinely happy, remember Mimi also, she always looked like she was kind of off, right? Like
she had like, remember she messed with the boy Nico? I just saw that video.
That's
again
what I mean. When
day.
You think about Stevie and Nico, she has such bad luck with dudes.
She
had to leave dudes alone because she got with this woman, and everything just all of a sudden seems to be
working.
They
just started flourishing. But is she still in Love & Hip Hop?
She is. She's on the last season, and she's been signed on to the next season.
So she did this, and then Stevie has Leave It to Stevie.
Right.
And I think he's working on music again. I think him and Faith are dropping a project.
That's the thing.
So I thought it was like, remember how Faith and Biggie were supposed to do something? I thought her and Stevie doing that. I thought the marriage thing, that all goes
and
along with it.
That's the thing. So they just recently finished a song together.
Oh,
and
Lord.
They filmed a video. So that whatever, like, and in the video, they're like kissing, and there's all kinds of like really steamy romance scenes. Stevie J and Faith in the video.
Got
so you think at that point maybe they just kind of rekindled. They were in Vegas and then they just decided
just like, fuck
to,
it, let's just go downstairs and let's get it.
Yeah.
And they got married in the hotel room.
They got married in the hotel room. Now, what I've you know, the details are just kind of coming out right now.
But they think
I heard that there may have actually been a camera, a VH1 camera, in the
so it might be
room.
For his show. I don't think that would be for Love & Hip Hop. But I've read comment section and people are just like, this ain't nothing but Love & Hip Hop. I know they
it's
hype about it.
It's definitely not for Love & Hip Hop.
That's what I'm saying.
The cameras were there. The cameras were for a Stevie show.
So, yeah, Leave It to Stevie.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch it. I mean, I just...
It also makes it interesting, right?
Because
this is something... I mean, I'm sick of hearing of just like these fake storylines and people throwing drinks and whatever.
Listen.
Like, this is a real thing. And this is a new person, Faith, coming in there, like, seeing how they're going to work, see how Faith is going to interact with Jocelyn. That's the kind of stuff
I don't think she's going to deal with Jocelyn at all.
But she has to, right? Because Jocelyn, she's going to be... She's now the stepmother to Jocelyn.
She don't have to. She can say, Stevie, get your daughter... And that's about it. But
she's got to interact with the daughter. And you know Jocelyn. Jocelyn is not.
I know Faith. I know Faith. Don't sleep. Fizzy from the Bricks. Like, don't. Like, she used to have to beat people up for a lot of people. That's what I heard. I heard, like, there's a lot of top artists that Faith used to have to. Like, yes. Like. That's what they said she used to be known for. Like, somebody had a problem, Fizzy from the Bricks, she was from Newark. Like, don't get it fuck twisted. She's a big girl. Like, she's lost a lot of weight over time and got physically fit. She's doing yoga and everything. Because she's my heart.
She looks great, too.
She looks amazing. That's why I'm just like, listen, if she married daggone the cussing pastor, if my friend is happy, that's all that matters. But I'd be like, a lot of people better tread light. And they talk about it because y'all think I pull up. Faith pull up. That's why I'm just like, a lot of people don't want that kind of smoke with certain people. I don't know Jocelyn.
Jocelyn, she really...
I just... and Stevie were like real volatile together.
That's the thing. See, Jocelyn is a lot of mouth.
When's her birthday?
I don't know.
Oh, because I know Stevie's a Scorpio like me, and he's always been, like, Scorpios, just, the Scorpio men are just sneaky. That's just how they are. But when they love you for real. So, honestly, Faith may get him when he's really ready. He's ran through everything that he's done. He has all the kids he's going to have. She has her children that she's going to have. I think now they can live their best life.
See, the thing about Stevie, though, is he, when you look at him, I mean, people think of him as just a guy that's out there. Just
that do that face.
Messing around with all these women. But remember, he was with Mimi for a long time, right? Like, they had...
He was with Antoinette for a long time.
Right. And then he was with Jocelyn for a long time that they were together. I mean, there were other women coming in and out. But he was really committed to all these women.
Yeah.
You know, for
I think some of the stuff on the show where they was like, oh, he gonna end up with this person. And I was like, no, I know that was just to carry over to see how... You know, just to make things interesting. I don't think all of those artists he was gonna mess... Like... I never saw him claim nobody. I saw him claim Jocelyn, and I see him on Twitter, and I saw them post it on Instagram, which says, I love you, Faith, right. Renee, Jordan. And that's when everybody went into a frenzy. So, I mean, congratulations to them both.
Yeah, congratulations.
The Jordans. That would have been dope if they took a trip to Jordan like and had Michael Jordan. Like, I'd be thinking of, like, some fly shit to Jim. So I can't wait to see that. But one thing else I can't wait to see, you heard Snoop Dogg. He was a victim of Insta Thoughts Gone Wild. Chick, what's her name? Selena Powell?
Yeah, so Selena Powell, she is like, she's like, remember how there was Superhead and then there was Cat Stacks? She's like the latest iteration of that.
I thought
Super
Danger,
Thought.
What's that girl name? I thought Danger was the new Cat Stacks, the one that slept with Chief Keef and
Yeah, she was. But that was, she wasn't like just like kind of throwing the pussy out there. You know what
I mean? Yeah, she is. You haven't seen her on Instagram?
Okay.
She was like, I fuck these niggas y'all wish y'all could get in contact with, and they buy me. They said, bitch, it's a fanny pack. Relax, sir.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like.
Well, she's throwing it out there, but she's not, like, putting people's business out there. Like, what she does is she's basically tricking these rappers and athletes. Celine, same thing like Cat Stacks, tricking them into sleeping with her.
With
then
Cat
she's
Sacks,
exposing them.
The labels were paying her. You know that, right?
The labels paid Cat Stacks?
I interviewed her, and they put it on, it was on World Star. And
but the label was paying her to sleep
with
the guys?
They said after a while, they were booking her to... Yeah, that's what I heard. And I interviewed her, and she told me everything. And she was just like... She was like, I don't understand. She used to say she don't understand how a lot of...
But if the label was paying for them, why would she snitch and expose
that's what they...
Dudes?
Because it was... like, so when it goes on work, it promo, and then you go buy the album. So that was... And there were a lot of people that were caught up in her web, and I was just like... Don't do it.
Selena Powell is like the latest person. She caught...
But she's not even cute. They thought it was Drake's baby mother.
They caught her with Offset, right?
Oh, so that was the one that
the fake
pregnancy.
That's the one that faked the pregnancy with Offset.
Bitch.
So the thing is, she did sleep with Offset. She did cheat on... Offset did cheat on Cardi with her. And she had, like, FaceTimes with him. She had photographs. She had
I know
everything.
They couldn't wait to send them screenshots.
So what? And she had him and she put him out, right? And she got a little bit of clout on that.
But they said that baby, the whole baby thing was
the
fake.
The whole baby thing was fake. She took, like, one of her friend's sonograms and, like, edited her name onto it. This is a crazy person.
Let me see if I can find it. Go ahead. Like, because I don't even understand how anybody would be associated with that if you know they're a weirdo.
She faked the baby for 9 months. You know what I mean?
No!
She faked the sonogram. And then she faked, like, the sonogram all along. She was stuffing stuff in her
that's mental
her stomach.
Illness, yeah.
And then she faked the baby. She, like, took her friend's baby and then, like, faked that. So it was a total, like, con job for 9 months that she did this. Now, a person that does that, obviously she has mental illness. Everybody
that's
knows
severe.
What she
a
did.
A daddy issue.
Right? Like, she did it. Cardi B put her on blast and Offset. They had to get their lawyers involved. So everybody knew who she was. And even after that, after
so
this
did
woman,
they get to sue her? Because if he did that to her.
It's like blood from a stone. If she ain't got no money, what are you going to do, right?
Go to jail.
Well, no, you can't really put somebody in jail for lying, right?
That's stalking. Like, that's something, like, she's mentally...
But that's what I mean. Like, this is a person with mental illness. She's not there. But now, if you know that this is a person like that, what is Snoop Dogg doing with this thought? You know what I mean?
According to him, he's saying he's exposing the super Insta thought because she said she had an affair with him and she had these receipts, which are screenshots, FaceTimes, and he sent her some video talking about I'm trying to get some head or whatever. And she's supposed to be an exotic model. But he said, well, according to her, she also said that Snoop Dogg sniffed coke off her boobs.
Yeah, she said that Snoop flew out, and she showed receipts for that. She showed the plane tickets. She said that Snoop, when he got out there, he was calling her up and talking to her, and she showed receipts.
I saw that
FaceTime
when he was just
going
like
back and forth. And then she said that she had like text messages where Snoop was had like no shirt on.
I saw that, but he posted stuff like that on Instagram, so I didn't understand.
And then she said he smashed, and then that was it. And then she said, and then she had like a video where it was like after he smashed, how she was like she was gonna expose him, and Snoop was like nah, you know you don't need to do that. He was like begging her not to expose him. So she had just, I mean, she didn't have like the sex hate, yeah. But she had all the receipts necessary. For you to believe what she was
Why
saying.
Why do these men fall for that anyway? People like all these women, man. In the world, because I was looking for, I had a screenshot of it. Oh, here it is. Because I saw this. This is when they knew she was lying, when it was supposed to be on the paternity test, where they had spelt it wrong. And that's when they was just like, that's how we knew it was a fake. But the fact that any of these men have to even
bring
their wives.
She pretended to be pregnant with Chief Keef. She exposed Swae Lee.
How do they get these people on the phone?
I think she just like puts up like naked pictures on Instagram and they just slide up in the DMs.
Everybody just, but I'm just like, that's called catfishing. We discussed that. We were talking that when I was getting ready. I was like, people are really falling in love, flying in, being around, and emotionally attaching themselves to people through this. That's scary to me. Like,
that's the way of the world,
when,
right?
when social media or Facebook and stuff was first invented, these social sites, it was supposed to be for friends and family.
Right.
Listen, I live in New York. They live in California. We don't get it to see each other. Right. So we can log on here. It's a free app. You can post fun family vacation pictures, wedding pictures, baby shower pictures, baby pictures. It reminds you, what is that time hop? It reminds you of what you did 2 years ago, 5 years ago. But people are now using this for prostitution. This is the new prostitute.
I mean, but the thing is, if she was even doing prostitution, you could at least understand what it was. But she's not. She's like, instead of getting money, she's getting clout. That's all she's doing. She's just basically getting
these dudes. How long does that money last?
I don't even know what she does for money. Like, maybe she does prostitution. I don't know. I can't say.
Anytime somebody flies you in and gives you money for having sex with them, that's prostitution.
She didn't get money. That's the thing.
Oh, so she just gets Instagram followers.
Yeah, she got nothing more. And then she just basically exposed him. She gets more followers, and then she could do whatever she wants.
That isn't a form of, if someone sends you, because I know they say, like, if you put out a sex tape of somebody, it's like, it's called revenge porn.
Right.
But,
and that's what she
So she could
do.
Put these text she messages, said, these are supposed to be private. There's not a law against that?
No, I mean, not civilly, maybe you could go after, but there's nothing criminal about putting out text messages.
What if that's not even really Snoop Dogg's number and she's lying on him and she took pictures from somebody else's phone, forwarded to herself? Because it doesn't even look like he has time
this
to
woman,
text.
Now, normally, I would say all the receipts that she had,
I'm like,
that was enough for me to normally say, I believe her. But thinking about this, this is the same woman that faked a pregnancy for 9 months. Uh-oh. What you saw?
No, good. Tell me this 5 months, and Faith just hit me back. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back and hear what she's saying. The receipt is it. Well, go ahead.
Okay, so this normally I would say that this woman is telling the truth. She had all the receipts from Snoop Dogg. But remember, she's the same woman that lied for nine months.
Yeah, that's why
months.
I'm just like, how do we know?
She's the same woman that, like, doctored the pictures of the baby. Right?
Yeah, because on the sonogram,
yeah, she
it has
with the
your name.
Right,
up
she messed with the sonogram name. She did everything that you need to do. This is the kind of person that, like I said, mental illness, that is willing
it's
to go
genius,
that extra mile.
It's genius, but it's mentally ill. That's
I mean,
almost
to go
like
that extra
those,
mile to
that's
train.
Stalking. That's a crime. Let's take a quick break, because I'm going to find the determinant is and why I think people should start stewing. Yes, yeah, stewing and cooking these hoes for messing with your family. Like, we got to find out what term that is. And then I have the receipt on, did they really get married or not? And I'm talking about Faith and Stevie J. And man, it's lit. War with the Little Mo Show when we return. Welcome back. It's the Little Mo Show, the podcast. I'm your host, Little Mo.
And I'm Fred Mwangunga, founder and CEO of Media Takeout.
Is that like another, like, you know, like sometimes when people say, well, is there a shorter way to say your last name, just in case?
Probably just like Fred M.
Okay. How do you say it again? Mwangunga.
Mwangunga.
Mwangunga. Yeah. That's from Wakanda. Yeah, it's lit. Back to that's what I heard, because it's like, I love when the entertainers, the celebs, the actors, the actresses, the thoughts or whatever, I love when everybody acts up, because then we can just talk about you and just like basically just try to find a healthy way of saying, you done fucked up, you know you done fucked up, or just like I've helped them push through. There's some people that just get some humble recognition. Speaking of which, Kylie Jenner has been in the news. Not only have her and Travis Scott, who has a cult-like following, you know, her baby's dead.
You're not telling us. You said Faith Evans hit you up on your phone, and now you're not telling us what she said.
I was trying to skip on over it. No, before what happened was when we discussed Faith and Stevie J, Steven secretly getting married in Vegas. I was like, wait a minute. First, I thought it was for a video. It's a campaign. Right. But I texted. I was like, sis, like, I just saw you. Congrats. And she was like, thank you. So it is true. She is officially Miss Jordan. So, yeah.
Congratulations, Faith. And so why were you trying to hide that? Like, you trying to, you got, I saw you messing around with your phone and then you just.
No, because everybody, the front gate done called, let people in the house and all this stuff. But, and then my husband is texting me. I'm trying to set up his interview time. And it's like a lot of stuff. My phone keep buzzing. My phone don't ring all day till I get on this stage or till I lay down and get my massage. And I have like 30 missed messages. But anytime, like, the entertainment is popping, I always like reach out to my personal friends and be like, you good? Congrats. What's popping? Because honestly, people are so secretive, or some people are sheltered, or some people, they just let people just run and tell all their business. I didn't know, you know, I always respect people's privacy. And like I said before, I don't involve myself in jumping people's marriages or relationships, because you can sit up there, yeah, bitch, leave him. That nigga's a dog. Don't have no kids by him. And then that might be her blessing. You never know who's for who. So when the situation first came up about Faith in him, I was just like, dang, like, this, I immediately thought it's for Stevie's show. I know that they were cool for years, but I still respect the privacy. But then when I'm like, nah, this ain't just, this, you ain't telling me something, let me know, because I want first dibs on the tea, too. Shit, I'm family. So with that, you know, just find out, it wasn't like trying to keep it, see, just respecting privacy until I heard it directly from them. Because sometimes people be putting stuff out there, and I'm just like, matter of fact, somebody put something up at me, I heard you wasn't going to be a part of this. I said, where you hear that from? Because somebody said, I said, check your sources. Make sure they're reliable, because, like, with the thoughts and everything, if people are known liars or known clout chasers or frauds or being Joe or being hype, and you know, like, there's like, there might be a point of telling the truth, but they might be crying wolf, and then when they are telling the truth, we don't believe them because they done lied so much. Like, I always just, like, with the blogs and stuff, you just gotta really fact check. And I always ask you, how do y'all be fact checking? Because people be lying so much. And remember that one story that almost made it through, and then you found out, like, they almost fucked up.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it too is, It's easier for me than it is for you, right? Because you know all these celebrities, and so people are always going to... Like, so Faith, in this case, Faith, she's happily married. She's very happy. She wants the world to know. So she's telling you, yes, I got married, and so it's easy, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of times, especially when you catch somebody doing some dirt,
okay,
they're not going to really admit to it, right? They're not going to be like, oh, yeah,
I never
understood you caught
that.
Me or whatever.
I never understood
why people
don't
fess up. And
they're
not going
to
put it out there, right? Like, they want to... Especially if somebody gets caught... They might be working out their own, like, personal stuff, too, right? Like, they might have some problems at home. Yeah. They might be lying to their wife, or they lying to their husband.
But then they got caught sneaking.
You know what I mean? So, but they're still trying to work that out. So they're not going to go confirm it on Media Takeout or, you know, on Lil Mo Show.
Yeah.
Right? So they're just going to, they probably going to tell you, hey, could you please not report on this?
You know how many people have, like, got offended from stuff that I reported on, and I've had to tell them, don't do dumb shit, and I ain't got to talk about it. Yeah. Because I have a job to do, and the people want to know. And chances are, when they hear from me, they'll believe it more because of my relationship with other artists. Like, there was, like, some serious issues that I had with people over the years, and I was just like, I'm not going to keep on beefing with you, because you want to fuck everybody, and they want to tell, and then you want to do dumb shit and get arrested, and... Like, I'll tell you, the situation was, like, there was for years, and I'm glad she's in a great space now, but there was, like, a one time in her career, like, Keisha Cole, like, I was just like, what are you doing? Like, you're up here, but you're up here, but you're doing down here shit. I esteem you the same as the people that are on the stage. It was at the VH1 Hip Hop Honors when we honored Missy Elliott, so that was, like, 2 years ago, and I'm just like... Now she's with the guy Nico, and everybody, oh, like, he a young woman. I'm just like, yo, but when you're in search of happiness, or you've been hurt, or you've been without a dad, and then you finally meet your biological dad, and you have your issues and your family and everything you do put on Front Street in front of the world. You had your own reality TV show. You had so much going on, but that was all taken down because it was something about yourself that you didn't love. I was like, you can't be mad at me. I was just like, why did you fuck Bow Wow? Like, that's Bow Wow. Like,
But you know, that's L.A., right?
Like, that is,
LA,
but then they
it's
had,
a different world. Like,
it is. It really is.
Like, we look at it, we like Bow Wow. Like, we thinking like Bow Wow is corny, whatever.
But he be pulling
some
chicks.
But you go to L.A. and they like, you talk to like the chicks would be like, oh, wow, I'm going to Bow Wow's party. You'd be like, really? You go
Bow
to Bow Wow's
party? But he's, like, he was, we used to stand next to each other and be like,
you
I'm totally
like
you.
If you are like an L.A., like,
mixed, he the man out
if
there.
If you like an L.A. exotical dot, like, Bow Wow is like, one of the
because he got a new, but let's just talk about, he's been a little bit ran through. He yeah. has Sierra. He was with now.
I mean, you look Bow Wow, his body count. He had almost
his body count is lit.
Right. He had Kim Kardashian. He had Sierra.
Didn't he have right? another Keisha one of the Cole. Kardashians too?
He had his baby's mother is Future's baby. I mean, everybody Future's baby.
But I know her sister used to do my hair. So she be out there dancing and stuff. But now Future pay her no mind. Future just making babies because he missed Sierra. Because she's living her best life.
But he was making babies before Sierra, during Sierra, and after.
But
you know
he
what
loved
I mean?
Her. So they were both just, Scorpios. They probably was going to kill each
but
other.
But he's still, like, he hasn't really changed his life. You know, it's wild how,
he too old for that mess.
Why they broke up, too, right? Like, everybody, Sierra really, like, gave a lot of herself to be with somebody like Future, right? Like, Sierra
remember
was,
she hid her pregnancy?
That's what I mean. She was kind of on top of the world when she was with.
But they had some good music together.
I mean, on the red carpet, they look great.
Do
I
you
mean,
think they have the star power and the potential? Did they have that star power potential to be like the miniature or junior version of J&B?
I don't think, because Sierra's not B,
Future.
You know what I mean? She can't, you were never going to be that. Like, Chris Brown is like seen by like industry thoughts as like higher
he's the
than
guy.
Drake. But like to
I
us,
love
we're
Chris.
Like, are you
but that's
kidding
like
me?
My nephew. Chris can't do no wrong on my eyes, so whatever they see him as, I just be like, I just think of him as the little 15-year-old kid. They say yes, ma'am, and I be like, oh,
even now, I mean, he still has tons of talent. He's still young, right? Like
he's
because he came
on
the scene so young.
Yeah,
that he's not even 30 years old yet, right?
Is he even 25?
Yeah, he's more
he about
25.
26?
Maybe
25 and a half?
Something like that. But I mean, so he's got a long career even in front of him.
Yeah,
right?
he still got at least a good
he got a
at
good,
least a good 20 years left.
Right. I mean, he got a good
movies.
10 years where he's still going to be able to
he's
move
a great actor too.
Dance. Right. Right.
Then he's a great dad.
Right.
He's a phenomenal songwriter, singer. Right. The only thing was like the one situation
that
happened, I'm just like you can't
that was
really
so long ago.
That was so
right
long
now.
Ago. People
we,
still bring
still
it up, but it's just
it.
Like people still bring it up.
He was a kid too at the time.
He was a kid. People don't understand. And he's coming from Tappahannock, VA, where nothing happens out there. Thrust into the music industry. You put a damn lion in the damn den with a piece of meat and right. dangling in front of his face. You think he ain't gonna eat it and right. he ain't ate. So I'm just like,
I
love the way that he's managed to bring it all back to be like, don't look at that. Look at me. Like, I'm talented. But he showed the world the issues that he has. Remember, he was locked up. And I was just like, yo, what are y'all doing to this kid? Right. Because you know what? That boy loved his mother. Like, I always look at that. And then look how he is with his daughter. I'm just like, yes. Yeah. But
yeah. I mean, it was the thing. When the first one came out, there was all kinds of drama behind it. Mm-hmm. But Chris Brown stepped up. Like, a lot of these other dudes don't.
A lot of people don't at all.
You know what I mean? And he's not just, like, the Instagram father who just, like, you know.
Just doesn't know. He really
does stuff and makes sure the camera is on and makes sure live is on every time he's with his daughter.
You could tell that he's a real dad.
That's what I mean. He's in his daughter's life. He's going to court trying to bring her to him.
What? Yeah, why can't he get, like, how does that happen? If you see somebody that can financially take care and they, like, listen, I can take care of her whole life, why won't they just give him to
the
father?
His
mom
that's
is
his
there,
mama, right? Like,
but you know,
why
would you send her with her mom? Because she be all on Instagram talking crazy. I think that's still
her mom. You know what I mean? So
she don't even. But they said she don't even be having her other own kid. Like, but because she got the celebrity kid, that's the one who gets all the love and food.
Now maybe that
you know the big piece of chicken.
That
I don't
may
know.
Be true, but remember too, she's a different woman, right? Like she maybe when she was at a different point in her life when she had her first kid, and maybe the kid now is staying with a family member. She has a life there, whatever. Mm. I mean, she's also from Houston, right? So she's
Facetown.
Living in Houston, and she moved to L.A.
So every time he get his daughter, she got to get on an airplane. Like
No. She moved to L.A. She finally decided that she was going to come and
so he
and
got to drop the daughter off. She got to drop the daughter off.
No. She lives in L.A. His baby's mother lives in L.A.
So what
now.
Does she do for a living now?
I mean, Instagram.
But wasn't she like the jump off? So when the other girl went to
she
bathroom?
Wasn't, they weren't even together. They were like, she was like some thought that he would see what he
no,
was
No, they said she was like, she's like the fluffer. She's the go-between. That's what I heard in L.A.
Yeah?
Like, she was known for that. That's why when she had the baby, it was just like... Yo, bitch, like, nah, that's not supposed to happen.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, same thing with Drake, right? Like,
do you see his baby mother, though?
Get caught.
She looked like him.
She looked like him. The body is good, though. The body is proper.
I don't know, because a lot of people be catfishing. I got to see her in real life. Because other than that, I'm just like I said, I don't understand how people fall in love with going like this and be like, oh shit, yeah, I'm gonna have a baby with this bitch.
Thing, that's the thing, right? That is, and like, she was a clear thought. Like,
she was
everybody
a porn star,
right?
And I'm not judging because you can do whatever you want. Some of the people that you think ain't sucking,
you know,
everybody's dick
gonna,
is.
I'm gonna step in here. She wasn't really a porn star.
Like, she was in a porno.
She was she was in some like you know those sexy videos. And it was supposed to be, according to her and her team, it was supposed to be that the guy that was videoing it was supposed to, like, block out. Like, you know how you see a girl, like, doing it in the shower, and then, like, but you never see her nipples because it's always covered?
Like Cinemax.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, almost.
So it was, they told her that's what they were going to do, but then they didn't do it. They just were like, okay, we're going to show it all, right? So that's according to her and her team what happened. So
was she Drake's girlfriend or he popped
up? No, this is she was just like a total thought.
Just
jump
a fluffer.
Off.
Just yeah, a, all right, just, I need to just relieve right. myself. These bitches.
And
I'm
she wasn't
not,
even.
She's like
thing, she wasn't even in New York. She was in like Paris. So Drake was like going through. He was like.
She's a passerby.
Yeah, he was just passing through.
And now he got to deal with that for the rest of his life. Right. And it's like, wow, like your first kid. This is unbelievable.
And the thing about it too is, remember, she's from Paris and she got deported from the United States, so she couldn't even bring the kid over to his house in California if she wanted to. Especially not with Trump, right? Like now, if you've been deported, she's not gonna be able to come back in this country.
Damn.
So if he wants to see the kid, he's got to either go to Paris, and now they're trying to work that out legally and kind of get that all together.
Fuck all that. Just send me a damn picture. Like that's doing too much because.
Yeah, but this is his first and only son. Right?
You make another one because it's just like it's just tacky. Wow. Like it's just tacky because emotionally you've already I feel that they've already gave like the child. I'm not saying that his dad not gonna love him, but the cycle repeated itself. His dad was passing through, hit Sandy off.
So I always believe like that if you ever leave a kid like that, then that's gonna be the kid out of all your kids.
That's gonna be the kid.
Yeah, that's going to be Michael Jordan or Barack Obama. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, well. Then you could be like, then you could just say, sorry, I wasn't there. Then you could do like everybody else's daddy
but
that,
did. And then
say sorry. And the kid grows up
with LeBron daddy or Shaq daddy. And they came over
they
there.
They pop
and
on like, and they fuck out of here. Right. Then, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's how it always be. Oh, man. From a legal standpoint, I wanted to ask you, you heard about the MGM filing a lawsuit denying liability. Remember when that man was going out there? Because I stayed at that hotel. That hotel just feels eerie now.
Yeah.
When that man shot all them people, they was out there chilling. Hey, be over here. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I was like, the wind, there's so many things that needed to be taken in consideration. Like, how did he know I'm going to shoot? I literally stood on the floor and I looked out the window. The wind, the angle, the speed, like, he was drawn. And the size of the gun, they didn't see none of that. So they're suing the MGM Grand for saying they were liable for letting that man stay there all that time, right. Come shoot up the party, the thing that was going on downstairs. Now, the hotel is suing, like, yeah, he wasn't an employee of ours. We had a security company that we hired. They were supposed to handle that. Oh, well, like, so it's like a tit for tat.
Right. So what happened is that you have all these people that were either shot or injured by this man. This is a gunman, a madman. He was at the MGM Grand. He was shooting.
Yeah.
So these people are now all starting to lawyer up.
Yeah.
And they're going to sue the security company, and they're going to sue the man and the man's family, and they're going to sue and then when they're done suing all of them, they're going to sue the MGM Grand who actually let them up there, which they should. So the MGM Grand is looking to get out of those lawsuits. So their first step in trying to get out of the lawsuits is they're actually proactively suing all of the people and trying to get the court to basically determine that the MGM is not liable.
And isn't Vegas, like, that's kind of a tricky place because it's so much stuff that's allowed there. It's almost like the hotel will get off. Like, because honestly,
do you think
they're liable for it?
Well, I mean, they let the dude in with all those guns,
they said
right?
A security man walked past, so he was, hey, how you doing? Like, greeted him when he was walking, hey, you need help with your bag? Yes, I do. And then, no, there was a motherfucking sawed-off AR-15 and damn weapons of mass destruction in his book bag.
Right.
The way that they search us and sniff, hey, and call the cops, and she's selling water out here. Right. But this motherfucker walking in looking suspicious,
right.
looking like he stink, looking right. like he voted for Trump out this motherfucker. You just let him go this room.
You're right.
And nobody saw nothing. The way they just bust on it, housekeeping. Bitch, y'all ain't suspect nothing. Bitch, he here for 2 weeks.
Right.
And y'all ain't think, this motherfucker might be crazy.
See, that's the thing,
I don't
too.
Get it.
They always talk about how many cameras are in Vegas. They could catch you stealing.
I be peeking because I be like, ooh, if I stole these
they
towels.
They could catch you, you know.
Because you ever be peeking at them, like, they're going to see me stealing these towels out the linen room. Everybody has. Y'all done stole a pillow. I got one in the truck now. Them pillows be comfortable. What they made out of? Hello? And I be looking to make sure I'm not on camera. Or put somebody else's credit card down.
But you're right. I mean, so... The hotel is looking to get out of it, right? So what the hotel usually, they could do kind of two legal things. One is they could wait to be sued, and then when they get sued, they could defend the lawsuit.
Or they could do like the club do, close down and change the name. That's what the club do when somebody get killed.
Right.
Oh, come out to club loving such and such. And then somebody get shot. Oh, come out to such and such a love. Yeah. You know, we have an all new drink special. Ladies free all night. Men free to 10 o'clock. Thoughts. You be like, oh, this look like the same. This used to be, and they shot the gas. Bitch, that's a death trap.
Right. Right.
Oh, let me fix my...
But the one thing you know about Vegas is they love the casinos, and the casino never loses, right?
Like MGM is where all the fights are.
Right, that's their big cash cow. That's the reason why, you know, if you look at all the money that Nevada gets in tax dollars, most of it is coming from Las Vegas and the casinos.
Gotcha.
You can only imagine that if the casino is taking you to court, casino's going to win.
Yeah. But that is true. All them casino cameras, and somebody just got arrested in there because they tried to lie about some money. I think it was Charles Oakley.
Yeah, they said that he was trying to do something with the bet, do some funny business.
He was.
Now, think about it. But I'm saying, think about
but
it. You could see what this dude is doing with a little
but
couple of chips.
But you can't see what this man with this big
this
ass
man got all these
damn Bin Laden
right.
book bag right. committee. I can't. Shout out Demi Lovato, nobody cares. Kylie Jenner breaks the internet. She lost $900 million fortune for her makeup. Does anybody here own a Kylie Jenner palette? I got on Rihanna stuff.
Right.
I got on Fenty. That's why I'm like, 900 million?
I think they got it. That's for white people.
But they say, you know, all right, so somebody said that they tried to get in touch with Rihanna, but the guy was tweeting her and they never got back. Said, we tried to put her in the same.
In the same.
Because now they got Kylie and Travis Scott. Welcome to GQ.
Well, Rihanna, I mean, Rihanna got her makeup line too. And
they yeah, her shit is lit.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard nobody return and say that it don't. A lot of, when Kylie's first came out, they was like, the lip color was dry. They was like, they got to go in and do it again.
Kylie Jenner's, to me, just seems like everybody else, right? Like,
but what else did they say? She got a, what are they calling her? She's
Self-made. She's going to be one of the first self-made billionaires. Right?
Self-made,
first
like she's a Jenner. Your daddy, wait. What? Your parent won the decathlon.
Right.
You're a Jenner, like Brody Jenner, like the Jenners, and he was on Orange Juice and Wheaties and all of that stuff. Now he done changed his whole life, and they got a check for that. Then he ran into somebody, and he beat that case. And then your mama, like, she was... So
see,
where's the self-medition?
When you look at self-made, especially when you talk about, like, white self-made and black self-made...
I think a superset, the chick like, that started makeup, literally, and now she's flourishing.
Well,
that's self-made.
When you look, even if you look at, like, the real stories, you look at the story of, like, Bill Gates, or you look at the story of Steve Jobs, these are people that came from families that have money.
Well
right?
off. Like,
they
Donald Trump. Like, he's a rich freaking brat. I don't know what people...
Like,
that's how rich Anglo-Saxon
is. If you have money, and you have enough money so you could decide not to go to Harvard. You know what I mean? You have money so you could decide to say, okay, I have this Harvard degree, but I'm not going to worry about working.
But they said she had $250,000 and she flipped and made $900 million.
Well, I'm sure she had more than $250,000. I mean, Bruce Jenner
is
over there doing all this. But the other thing, too, is she was also the third Kardashian to really come up.
She's not
a
Kardashian.
But whatever.
She's a Jenner.
Whatever she is. But Kim had already came up.
Yeah.
Right? And then
Khloe
and all
the
other things came up. And then she kind of came up off of
them. Their daddy's got money. So she was never... self-made, like she was self-made because she just took them things out her lips and like she got her body done. So maybe she made like I'm trying to figure out. She's never had a struggle a day in her
life.
That's
what I mean. Like when Kim was already hot, she was like a 15-year-old goofy girl, right? And then she so just decided, because, okay, I'm going to try and like dress she's my mess- face.
Yeah, and then messing with Tyga.
Yeah.
And now nobody cares. But he got that song is hot. But now she, her and, look, her and Travis Scott on the cover of GQ.
Yeah, they doing what? I mean,
they look like Kim and Kanye.
They do. I mean,
look,
but,
can y'all see? Look, let me zoom in. Like, this looks like the rebirth of Kim and Kanye. Right. They got a child.
Right.
Is he going to marry her?
You know, he better. Is she worth $900 million?
Hello? She could get me pregnant.
That's
shit.
What I mean. Like, at that point, like, you know, it's you know, you already know what's coming, right?
Like that's an unlimited
smart,
check.
If he's smart, he's going to go over there. He's going to get
it. And keep
in
shooting
there.
Up the club.
Exactly. You're going to put a good, like, 2-3 more babies in her.
Yeah.
Right? And then you're going to have to start, like, adjusting your schedule to start doing more Mr. Man type stuff.
Yeah.
Being around the baby, pushing her with the stroller. You know what I mean? You got to have, like, a good
and set up the paparazzi like they said they be doing.
To just go over there and get that bread.
But why
because his career is only going to last but so much
don't
longer.
Don't you open up that window.
Because you think about the dudes that, like, got married early and had a whole bunch of kids and lost. Remember Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods had to break his wife off with, like, $400 million.
And she wasn't even all that.
He needs to be thinking like that. He needs to be like, okay, what did Tiger Woods' wife do? How do I position myself? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he got to secure that bag.
Exactly.
He got to.
And then once you get that $400 million and you got it, it's check cleared, then you go back to hip-hop, your rap career, and you start doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, poor Tiger, because it's just like he had the same access. What do you think he dropped the ball at? Actually, it wasn't even her because that motherfucker ain't got... Like, how was they having all this... everything. Remember, they was just like, oh, he nasty. He with that little girl. They gave him hell. He lost his store. You are gross. You had a pocket. And now he bossed up.
She probably wanted to get pregnant. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as she got with
she seemed like she was a little fast.
Right? So Tiger was probably like, no, I got my career. I'm not trying to
I just had the baby with your sister's
right.
best
he wasn't
friend.
Thinking like that Travis shit. Scott. Travis Scott was like, okay, I see it already.
He said, fuck all y'all. I'm about to drop off a load on sis,
yep.
And they had a baby, and now the internet is going off on her again because she pierced her daughter's ears. Bitch, you soon as they get their first shots, you can pierce their ears. The baby is 5 months old, and people are in an uproar. It's not nobody.
You don't think that's a little too young for
her to be? I got my kid. Shit, my son had his ear pierced at 2 months, and my daughter said, like, soon as they get their shot and you get that doctor's note, you can get their ears pierced because they still wear the gloves and they don't pull it out. If you get it done after the first year, they're going to yank that thing out. Kids are so, but once they get used to it, it's almost because you either get it done when they're very young and you have to go with a doctor's note. But back in the day, doctors used to pierce them.
Who did it? Was it a doctor that did it?
I think Claire's at the mall. Somebody said that's what I heard.
At the mall.
Don't sleep. Man, let's move right along. We done talked about everybody, but we have some special guests in the building. So we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we have a little, yes, on the Little Mo Show. Welcome back. It's Little Mo Show. I'm your host, Little Mo.
And I'm Fred Mwangunga from Media Takeout.
Yep, and as I promised, we have special guests that are joining us today on the couch. Yes, welcome to the house. You remember them from the, was it the early or late 90s? Because the 90s. So it was like the later 90s? Yes. Because the 90s is an era that nobody wants to forget. Everybody wants to be like, yo, I'm going back to the 90s. Anybody need something?
Right.
Yes,
right.
So welcome to the couch, to our
thank
house,
you.
The Little Mo
thank
Show, Allure.
Hey,
what's up, y'all?
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Okay, so I remember y'all, wasn't that a remake, All Cried Out?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it was for y'all.
It was for us.
All right, introduce yourself so we can see who's missing.
What's up, y'all? I'm Akisa.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I'm Aaliyah.
How y'all doing? I'm Lala.
Lenny's missing.
Lenny, she's not missing.
She gone.
She passed?
No.
Away.
Oh,
all right.
She said she passed.
Away.
Wait, she just no longer.
It's been over a decade. She hasn't.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, after 10 years, we just going to stop.
Just decade of that, yeah.
Wait a minute. Okay, so you did All Cried Out. Mm-hmm. Y'all was signed to Mariah Carey.
Yes.
How did all that come about? Let's refresh everybody's memory and bring back that 90s feel.
Okay, well, It started off, we started recording with the Trackmasters, the Protectors.
Yes, Tone and Pole.
Yes, yes. We like to call them the Jackmasters, but we love y'all.
Oh, we got to talk about that, y'all.
So, we started recording, and she heard some of the songs we were doing, and she was like, I would like to meet them.
Okay.
And then we sang for her live, and then that was it.
Are y'all from New York?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. What part?
Spanish Harlem.
Brooklyn. Personally.
Bronx.
Okay. So it's lit, and then, okay, y'all work with the Trackmasters, meet Mariah Carey, y'all sing for her. Then sign a deal. Right.
Absolutely.
Y'all start working. Everything is lit.
Yes.
And with y'all being a girl group, I would say around that time, what? SWV was out. 702. Yeah. Was Destiny's Child out?
No. We'll talk about that, though.
Okay.
We'll talk about that.
So it was like y'all versus everybody. How was that? Because...
I think for us, what it was... Because we toured with a lot of them, like 702, even Escape.
Escape, yeah.
Right. Yep. So we were all like in there together. So we did a lot of touring together. But the problem with us was the fact that it was Sony. They had so many girls groups.
Right. Yeah.
We got kind of caught up, plus the whole divorce.
Right.
Who divorced? When Mariah was married to Tommy Mottola.
Basically, the label was a gift to her for, like, I think a birthday or anniversary or something.
We didn't know that at the time,
but, you know.
Wait, so he's like, I don't know what to buy somebody that has it all, so here's my brother label.
Right. So we were the first one signed.
Right.
That's not against the contract. Just in case y'all get given over as a gift, you're going with Mariah.
Well, we didn't go with nobody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going to Japan, that was like one of our first huge tours after our first show was in New York, Sisters of Hip Hop.
Okay.
And then the first big tour that we had was in Japan. And we found out that the gift was taken back.
Right.
When we got back and we wanted to go back to the label to go visit and all the pictures were down. Yeah. It looked like it was just gutted out like when they first built it.
Right.
And we're like, oh, so nobody's home?
Right.
Okay.
Not a phone call, not a fax, not a nothing.
Did Mariah call you up?
No, absolutely not.
Did she even know? Do you have any interaction with her?
When we first started, we were really close with her.
Yeah,
like,
she was like
really
our big sister, like, for real. Really.
Like, even when we were in Japan, mm-hmm. we're talking to her constantly. She's getting us ready, checking on us, doing all that.
It was so unexpected.
And then she did call us to let us know about the divorce.
She said, child, I left.
Yeah, but then she's like, if anybody asks y'all, she was just worried about interviews.
Right.
So she's like, if anybody asks y'all about it, don't say anything, but this is what's happening. But she never said, and also the label's done.
Right.
No.
We found that out when we got back to New York. Like, oh, that's what's going down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they dropped the Trackmasters. Like, Sony, like, what happened? He's like, well, I'm taking back. Who took the label back?
Actually, we don't know what happened. We don't know if he took it back.
What was the duration of Japan? Like, how long was y'all there for?
About a month.
Yeah.
So within 30 days, y'all come back and just, like, didn't have no record deal?
Nothing.
What the...
And because we were under the Sony umbrella, they just basically
moved us,
transferred us over to the next.
Were y'all signed to the Trackmasters at all?
Yes.
So what happened with their production deal? They didn't have, because when they drop you, then you can literally go to another label and take.
Well, that's the thing. We were signed to Columbia after that.
Right.
Which is under Sony, right? And that's where it all just really was like. Fell apart.
What happened?
Black was there. Destiny Child was
there.
That's
right. Boom like an 808.
Yeah, 702 was there.
Okay.
Boom like 808. Yes.
Right.
We ended up doing the soundtracks for the Runaway Bride and the Best Man soundtrack.
Yeah. Right.
That's about. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And after that. Kaboom again.
Yeah.
who was y'all manager at the time? Because, like, this is crazy.
When we first started, we had Violator, so it was Chris Lighty and Mona.
Yeah, they used to manage me, too.
Right. We were the
first R&B.
They were used to the rapper. We were, like, in a tug of war with everybody. Like,
what year was that? Because I got with them around 99.
96.
Well, I got with them, like, 98, 99, only because with Mona, because I went on tour with Missy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's just, like, honestly, for a female, you had to be with Mona because Chris was doing like 50 and stuff like that.
Right.
So... Then
Mom
y'all
was
get
more hands on,
right? She was hands on.
Anybody else? Yeah.
Then after that,
they just left us for dead. I mean, and we just were like, oh, we want to do a sing.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, fine. We took another deal.
All y'all
MCA.
Deal?
We moved over there. We signed contracts. We're like, oh, we gonna write this time.
MCA, was that Andre Harrell?
Yes.
Yes.
Jeff Red. Yes. Yeah.
Were you guys signed to Ronna Tessa at one point?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get there.
The talent wasn't a problem. It was finding a home.
So all total, y'all was with five labels.
It was funny. We actually, before we even signed to Mariah,
we were signed to
The Face.
Wow.
Yeah.
The plot thickens.
It thickens.
But again, with LaFace, L.A. Reid just felt like we was like, he's like, I don't think I can do anything with them. So he kind of like was like, all right, you know, I'm letting them go.
Yeah, I was about to say something. I was saying, ain't nobody let him hit. Because I used to hit. I don't know what's about him. But they was like, listen, if you want to make it in this business, you got to give them some pizza.
Yeah, that wasn't happening.
And I just be like, because I don't understand. Like, y'all was really popping. So I don't understand. I've seen a lot of times labels look over, like, they were saying, who is it? A couple of labels, like, looked over Destiny's Child and Drew Hill and certain people. I'm just like, are you kidding? Those are no-brainers. People are coming in fully dressed, singing, give you the total package. They was like, right. I don't see it. Yeah. Then they go sign with a label, and then they sell 5 right. million mm-hmm. records the same day.
Right. Exactly.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So right. did y'all, all right, who did y'all tour with, like, the Sisters of Hip Hop? That was a whole tour?
That was that was just Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that was Madison Square Garden.
With Aaliyah.
Oh, that's right downstairs.
Yeah.
Right
downstairs.
And Aaliyah. And then...
That was our first show ever.
Ever.
At home.
Wow. Yeah. At home. Yeah. In New York.
Yeah.
MSG, they don't just invite you there.
Yeah.
Like, was it in the big MSG or was it in a theater?
Was it when it was in the Paramount?
It was in the Paramount. When it was the Paramount.
See, it's at MSG. Yeah, it could have been at the Subway. Meet me by the L train, whatever it is.
Yeah. Especially three New York girls, too.
It was four at that time.
And Nas came
out with us. What happened to her?
After we signed to MCA, which was when we did the second album that Lil Mo wrote on.
I think around the time when we first performed with you at Magic Johnson's show in LA. Remember?
Yes.
A long time ago.
Right. Yep.
Right. Was around the time of like the first decline. Was sliding down the decline. Right.
Yeah. I mean, we were still doing shows together, but we knew that this ain't going
to work. Right.
Who was your manager besides Violator? Because
was it Flipper?
Because
by then Violator was already done.
Yeah, I think it was Flipper at that point.
Flip the trainer.
Yeah, the
trainer. Yo, that's crazy. He used to train me, and I was just telling
somebody. I know. We used to
that's crazy. That. He had me, Missy, Angie Martinez. Y'all. Everybody. Because he passed, but he want, like, he had me getting colonics and all this stuff. I was just talking about him today.
Yeah.
Really?
And that shot, I don't know how he passed, but they said he went away. He went. So
He
got murdered?
No, they said.
He got murdered?
They said, that package.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
And it wasn't
nice
UPS.
Way of
putting
it.
Yes.
We usually
call it wasn't UPS. It wasn't FedEx. But that's what I heard. Yeah. So I don't know if it's true or not. So God bless me.
It's kind of wild, though, because you don't really hear about people dying in the package like you used to, right? Like,
no, I remember they was like, oh, he was sick.
By the time you would hear somebody
said
got it.
Kidney failure.
They was there one day.
Yeah, you hear he got it, and the next thing they were dead.
Yeah, you was like, oh, man.
He had a stroke or something, right?
Yeah, everybody just whispering away. So wait, Flipper managed your matter of fact, I think Mona was managing him at one point. That's how everybody was his client.
Because
he had Salt and Pepper.
Everybody,
remember?
Everybody was
like, bitch, you ever had them after they had their baby look like that? Bitch, y'all want him.
Yeah.
And he had that gym right up to him. Everybody going right to that gym and go right to the Hit Factory and record their song, take their black ass home, and then look at their account statement from their label and say, what the fuck did I buy? But anyway, so then y'all, so all everything goes down. Where y'all at with your music career now? Are y'all still singing, or what does everybody do? Because this industry have you up here. Next thing you know, you be like, damn. I've heard people like, y'all saw so and so. They a school teacher now.
Yeah. No, we definitely had highs and lows as far as careers.
She used to be a school teacher.
We're not school teachers, but we have taken time to be moms and be wives and things like that. But we've still been working, like, and still performing. We just started recording new material, so that's what everybody wanted from us.
It took us a minute to want to get back to that after going through all the things that we
could be
doing
for
hours. It's beyond devastating
that we went through, and it took us a minute before we even wanted to get back to it.
And sometimes we have to push one another,
right?
Yeah, because this industry, and it gets to a point you like, I don't trust none of these things. Everybody sit up there and be like, y'all hot, you lit, you got the hottest song out, and then everybody be your friend next to you, know, you like, oh, they took the label back, and like, well, what did I do?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And these labels and the admin, they just leave you liable and responsible for everything that happens. Mm-hmm. So while you hot, they ride your coattail. But as soon as things start dwindling down, they just like, child, trust
every person.
Like, well, I can't even get in the building. So who all are moms?
All of us.
Yeah.
All right. Like, how many kids you got?
My daughter and I have a grandson.
So just one?
Yeah.
How just many
one.
You have?
One.
Damn, I got more kids than y'all. got five. And so who's married?
I am.
How long you been married?
It'll be 11 years, November.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Henry,
you married?
Yeah, got a 12 decade. Years.
Damn, I done had more divorces than that.
Well,
but damn.
Well,
man,
I have to write another song.
Right. Hello?
Yeah, absolutely.
So y'all back working in the mm-hmm. studio and everything. Mm-hmm. Is this collectively together, or who's helping y'all with the project, or what are we doing?
Well, we kind of, like LaLisha said, we came full circle. We linked back up with Corey Rooney,
who worked
on our first album.
Yeah.
Okay. And we did a couple of joints with him and Kristen Teeb.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have that. And then now it's just a matter of just, you know, reaching out. And people are reaching out to us and stuff, you know, and trying to figure out where our minds are at. Because
I'm about to say, the 90s, it's a lot of tours from, like, I see, like, Kelly Pro, SWB's on the
road. We just got back with SWB film.
I heard it was a show that's supposed to be coming out with, like, some of the 90s groups and stuff like that. Are y'all a part of that? Or no, non-disclosure
working
agreement?
On it. Yeah, well, they're working on it. So we don't know yet, but they are working on it.
I think that would be dope for y'all to tell y'all side of the story because, I mean, is there any bad blood or love lost for Mariah? Like, why she ain't got...
I always get in trouble because I'm, out of everybody, I am the grudge holder. Like, I feel like, you know, you left us, like, with nothing. Like, absolutely nothing. Yeah. And you didn't care. Like...
And while she's sitting up here riding on boats with billionaires and Nick Cannon and all that, singing all in Vegas,
She won't even talk about the label. Like you don't
if you mention Crave, it has to be in the.
How about she actually ran?
She
from
doesn't
us
even mention
one time.
It.
Well, she saw y'all.
We
all right, bitches. Yeah,
she skedaddled. Like she skedaddled.
Wait, what you mean? Where?
I definitely, and I've always been the fighter. So
you gonna put hands up?
No,
we wouldn't let her.
We wouldn't let her do it.
I'm just saying. You said you were gonna fight.
So what y'all saw was like, hey, y'all Mariah.
They answered for me.
No, the thing was we went to Mars 2112. We had a Christmas party.
Okay.
So we walk in. Did we know she was going to be in?
How long ago was this?
No, we didn't know.
That sounded like it was like, lit. I need to go to all the Christmas parties.
This has to have been like probably 2004-ish.
Yeah.
Around
yeah.
I think we were wrong at the time.
Yeah, we were
and
wrong.
And they asked us to come and perform at a Christmas party. So we went. We didn't know she was going to be there. We in the lobby waiting for security.
She made a grand entrance.
Grand entrance, my ass. She walked in from the back. We're like about 3-4 security guards, and it was like
it's some stockings, a ball gown, and some shoes with the
exactly.
But she came in, and it was almost like the security guards, they parted like the Red Sea, and then she looked up and she saw us, and she said, So we going upstairs, right? And started trying.
Really?
We were like, what the? Why are you running?
You left us.
Wow.
And they even, remember the supposed. I jumped her.
Yeah, we had a lot going on.
It was a lot of shit. We went to Club Cheetah one night, and the next morning, they calling me like, you got to turn Hot 97. I'm like, what happened? And they lying, talking about that me, of all people, brought some people, that I got try to get her jump at Club Cheetahs. I'm like, when, why, what?
Club Cheetahs. On 20.
For some reason, they just always try to pick up stuff just to make up on us, because there was never no real drama.
No dirt. Like,
at all.
Wow.
I mean,
Yo, that's out of pocket. That's how this music industry is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she ain't say sorry, like sorry, sis. Like it's out of my head.
The only one that reached back, like Akisa said, was Corey Rooney, and he was the only one that explained everything to us.
Right.
Like it was like his hands were tied, and so that's why you know he felt like I owed y'all that much. At least to tell y'all, you know.
Damn right,
right.
Yeah.
Shoot, that's how I be. People like I ain't charging nothing to the game no more. Damn it, I charge everything to the game. That a game owed me.
Yeah. Right.
That, like people, sometimes you can't be saying nah. That don't come. That ain't business. That's bullshit.
Right.
And
yeah.
You gotta call it like you see it.
People go through stuff, but it's like how do you take a situation like that, start it the way that you did, and then just act like nothing ever happened. And a lot of people, it's not just her, a lot of people
will
never mention, they will mention anybody else they work
and
with,
never.
But we're like, forgot about little us, huh? Okay.
Wow, like that, it's just, that's how this industry is.
I mean, it's made us stronger. I mean, trust, like, there's been depressing days, but...
Speaking of the depressing days, I just saw, you see Michelle she just checked in. Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child. Tell them, Fred.
So Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child, she admitted that she's having mental health issues, particularly depression, and so she decided to check herself into a mental health facility.
Aww.
Yeah. But she just
I'm
got engaged.
Bipolar, so I mean,
know I'm crazy, so I just, but I'm functional. But it's just like a lot of people in the music industry have a lot of, I would say, not only a lot of stuff be like, well, you knew what you was getting into. Like, a lot of people say, well, I just signed to Bad Boy. I signed to Cash Money. They be like, well, you know you're not going to get paid. I read the comment section. Yeah. But it's just like, no, if you have a good lawyer and you handle business, you won't get ran right over.
Exactly.
But a lot of us come, like, that's me. I just wanted to sing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Some of the biggest records in my career, from Put It On Me to all the stuff, the admin wasn't handled right. So, like, it's just oh, shit. Y'all at 90 million and, bitch, I'm in the negative. Oh,
right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 And it's crazy because, like, she said that she felt that she's been going through that since, like, what, anyway, from 13 to 15. But it's like, okay, that's when you were younger. And then for you to say, oh, I didn't realize how bad.
But you know, black
was, like,
people, they
now,
say pray
like,
about it.
But you know, a lot of, I was about to
we
say,
we prayed about
taboo.
Everything. We like,
a lot of,
crazy
a lot of southern families, it's taboo to even think about talking to a psychiatrist or anything like that. Like, I go, I take my son, he's high functioning autistic, so he speaks sweet kid. And I mean, it helps. Sometimes you need to vent to someone who's not going to judge you
party.
Or even knows the rest of your circle.
Yeah, that's why I go to the white people or the Anglo-Saxons because I won't get in there and be like, all right, so we're going to do this. Then they be like, bitch, Lil Moses is here. They sent it to me.
Right.
Take out and got me
right.
all.
They will too.
They'll be them sent it in and it got me all crazy. And I'm like, well, y'all just broke all the HIPAA laws. This is all my business. Now, you mentioned earlier, because I haven't seen Tony Polk in years.
Yeah.
I said the Trackmasters. Somebody said the Jackmasters.
Look,
that
T,
would be Lee.
Like I
this
said,
is Ice Water, but
grudge
this is hot tea.
I'm the grudge holder of the group.
What happened?
I mean, I love our first album. God knows I do, because thank you for that first album we're here. Mm. But if you listen to that first album, everything's a sample.
Everything.
So it's almost like every piece of money that came in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everything is a sample.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
And y'all had no control. Be like, maybe you should replay that.
Tell you, like we came in there so dumb
and naive.
Like, we really
we
did.
Like, we just want to sing.
Right. And that's it.
Hot wings, pink lemonade. Like, we were happy.
Yeah. That's it. And not knowing they charging that right to your account.
Yeah. But like, we learned about recoupment. We was like, oh, wait.
And then you're trying to figure out who the hell is her and him and
Ryan,
the rest of them, and why they eating on my what's happening?
Yeah.
So
we
paid
for
it too.
Yeah,
lesson learned.
Oh yeah. So y'all still together? Y'all recording the album?
Yes.
What's some of the groups like? Are y'all back with SWV? What tour is that? Or is, what are we working on with Sis? Because I know they doing their thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Much.
Yeah. Well, that tour was in Australia, so hopefully we can work out something because people have been asking because they really love the show in Australia. So we're trying to see if we can work that out. So it's all about management getting together and putting it all together.
And Lila's from High Bridge, so we kind of try to keep that relationship.
High Bridge, that's where A Boogie in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
With the hoodie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how many songs y'all in with the project or just starting?
We've
literally
been recording. So
y'all ain't gonna do like TLC. Hey, y'all send us some. Child, you needed the children went up. They was in their act. They said TLC. They sent them that money to, and they said we're gonna do this album, and they ain't put
they
out a song.
Money. Yeah, sure did.
And they messed it up all because I was gonna do that, but I said nah. The children ain't got the. T-Boz, I'm gonna catch you slipping. I'm gonna go such a bitch. No. Are they like? Yeah, but they said, like, the 90s is really, like, I just looked at
it. It's popping right now. I mean, you think,
it's really
like, they got a New Edition without Ralph Troop. They got a concert tour.
It's a lot. Everybody's
right? I saw some with Ralph.
Right.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's
on it, right? 702's on there. Mm-hmm. SWV, like, I think.
That joke, are they speaking about y'all being on it?
We're working on it. Yeah. We're trying. But for some reason, I don't know what it is, but a lot of people, we need to jog the memory sometime when it comes to us. They don't
Be like, bitch, y'all know All Cried Out. Don't play with me. Hello. And then just get back popping because I wanna hear y'all sing a little something, too. Let us know, like, what all you want to... Well, I want to hear All Cried Out because that was a remake, right?
Yeah, Lisa.
Lisa.
Full
Force. Yes.
Love you guys.
Yeah, love you.
Y'all might have to put that out again because like
we feel
a lot
like
of
those.
No, like, wait, that's I was in the bar the other day. Someone played. I was like, oh.
Yeah, for us,
who's the lead singer?
All Cried Out.
On that song.
All Cried Out.
Yeah.
And then all of y'all lead, or is it like, nope. I'm gonna lead all the songs. Y'all gonna back me up.
Nah,
let's go.
We've always been real, like we've always encouraged each other. Like, if we hear a song, we knew automatically, okay, you going to kill that. Like, that's you. Yeah, right. And sometimes we'd be like, no, I'm not going to go in there. You should do it.
You know what I mean?
It depends.
Yes, hitting all the high notes and you know I just
Oh, yeah. But see, that's the advantage of being in a group, because sometimes the allergy season.
Oh, yeah.
You like, take the high
note. I know that's right.
Yeah.
And then they ain't got no good Benadryl that'll put you out the night before. Yes.
Okay.
Trust me.
Yes.
Every night I show, we're going to take this down a notch. We're going to start with the Lord. Oh, matter of fact, y'all would think y'all could sing. Who could sing out there? Come up here and sing my song. Yes, you better learn how to hear that. Pass that mic. So let's take a little break, and then we're going to come back. Matter of fact, because, I forgot y'all did a song with 112.
Yeah.
So they ain't here, but when we come back, can y'all sing a piece of that for us?
Sure.
All right, so more with the Little Mo Show, Fred, and the Lord. And they're going to say, all crowd out, get your tissues. I'm about to cry, because that's my song. It's a Little Mo Show. And we're back with the Little Mo Show. I'm your host, Little Mo.
And I'm Fred, Media Takeout.
Yeah. And we're still here with Allure. So before we left, I wanted to get some final info from you guys. What are all your social media handles? And then we'll get into, I still want y'all to sing something. And what, besides new music, like, is anybody writing a book? A children's clothing line? Anybody sell hair?
No, right now we're
not yet.
The hair thing might be on that.
Okay.
Yes.
I know. Allure hair. Yes. Coming to a store near you.
And slowly but surely, we're going to start working on our foundation, because we have causes that we want to, you know,
bring
awareness to.
Yeah. So. And what's your social media?
Our social media, we have official Allure on YouTube, where we, you know, update you guys on video shows, stuff like that.
Okay.
But our Facebook is Allure Live, and on Instagram, we're Allure World.
And y'all have personal IGs? Because I know
don't.
I follow
I
you.
Don't.
Yeah.
Oh, you?
I can't.
Yeah, no, you're not. Get on there. These people are crazy. Like, you have to see people are crazy.
But I'm crazy, too.
I'm the one that usually forwards everything to them. Like, y'all seen this today? Yeah. What the hell? Yeah.
Well, before y'all got here, I was, like, mentioning me and Fred were talking about, we got the confirmation, like, Faith and Stevie J, like, really got married. So that's from our era.
Right.
So it's just
I'm
like,
still surprised.
I was bugged out
about
that.
At first, I was just like, this must be for a movie.
For real, yeah,
this is something, because I was just with her 2 weeks ago. We did a 90 show. It was me, Faith, Next, 702.
Nice.
We was right in Buffalo. It was like real lit. And I go there, last year, I was me, John, and Shanti. So they always do those kind of shows. And I was like, it was literally.
Nothing was mentioned.
2.5 weeks ago, and I'm just like, sis, you just swooped that over my head. You said, sis. Well, I was like, somebody in love, because you know, you'd be, I'm gonna have to call you big because.
Right.
Yeah. Hello, sis. And like, they never said anything, so I'm just like, wait, congratulations. You ain't saying nothing. And we put Method Genuine was there, Eric Benet was there, like, it was lit. Genuine Pony was all over the place.
Pony was all over the place.
Them chicks. Because, you know, that's from the 90s, so the 90s
was
like, so he had some old thoughts up there with bad knees. My knee bad, but no, but he had something that was there that looked like they thought that the stylistics was on. The first was going to be there. It was one, she's talking about, ooh, he a fine, you know, like them ladies, like, he a fine piece of man. A fine piece of man.
Getting
a slavery. I saw a slave there. So, wait, did y'all give y'all personal social media, or you just want to give those a law and a law worldwide?
They'll find.
Yeah. People be peeking.
Oh yeah,
and they gonna be peeking, because they gonna be
a whole lot of peeking.
I know once they see this, they gonna be peeking. What did Mariah had did? is there room for reconciliation? Like, do you think she owes y'all an apology, or does she just be like?
Absolutely. An apology is in order. I learned that in therapy.
Hello? I saw that on How to Get Away with Murder.
Well.
Yeah, for real.
And at least, sometimes, people don't realize there are a lot of things that have been traumatic in your life, and they're triggers. And it's just like, what's the song Mariah Carey sing? Vision Love might come on and might trigger you. Like, this bitch, they say that. Like, you don't know it's going to be your trigger. Yeah.
Huh?
I just want to make sure,
like we said, it's to the point that we thank her and we're grateful for a lot when it came to her. But at this, I'm getting it. I'm getting this. She like,
go on.
Get to the shit.
Yeah.
But like she said, you literally, you threw us off the boat in an ocean full of sharks. And didn't even, and without no
you threw us on the, off the boat in an ocean full of sharks with blood attached to our clothes. With,
yeah, no,
because you know sharks chase blood.
With sirloins hanging from the ankles and all
but,
that shit.
With a bloody like, sirloins hanging from our shoes.
So of course, like, I mean, we always said, if Jesus said, this is a situation, y'all going to talk about it, whatever the case is. Of course, that'll we'll be, talk.
Yeah.
But I don't have to say sorry to you for shit. We didn't do nothing.
Maybe that's
you.
Why nobody went and watched Glitter. You
God
never know.
Don't like ugly. He ain't don't. Too fond of pretty.
But he damn sure don't like no ugly. And that, like, that's me. Like, that's why I just, you know, one thing I learned in this industry is that's the reason why, and I love about y'all is that you've remained humble and your humility. There's some people that they had some of the hottest songs and all of this stuff like that, and they don't, they're still stuck in that, like, oh, I'm still high. I'm like, man, my song's older than my kids. I was there the other day, my kids was like, Mom, your song, my son told me, Mom, your songs are old. I was like, ooh, won't you humble yourself? Oh, God, humble you. But at the end of the day, I know people still rock with it. I'm just like, yo, right. But that's what's keeping me consistent is the fact right. that I always respected people's time, and I've always respected people.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm just like, a lot of people, you never know the reason why they took so many L's. Like, right. People talk, I've been married. This is my third and final marriage. Bitch, Mariah Carey been married a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
She was with Nick. She was with Tommy. She was married. She married somebody else. Like, don't, I don't know who she with now.
She went to but Brian Takakala.
She was with Backyard Dancers. Yeah. Like, yeah, Eminem put her on blast. Like, you never know. That might be her karma. Like, she's dope as an artist. Absolutely. I really don't know as a businesswoman what she could say, oh, if it wasn't for me, this wouldn't have popped off. Right. Because all I used to see her singing, it was doing like this.
And this
and whistling. But then remember that somebody put on that real, took that thing off, and that real vocal came out.
Oh, the Christmas show?
Yes.
I'm getting a new coat. He was like, yeah, you gotta get a new dump.
Hello?
Like, just fix that, Jesus.
Like, you just never know how your karma will come back.
Yeah.
Like, Nick Cannon carried the shit out of her. Nick Cannon. And I love Wild and Out, but every time they on it, they be like, yeah, even Mariah. Like, they throw salt in that wound. But I would not let Nick Cannon carry me damn over the threshold. Like, I ain't letting Nick Cannon, like, that's the homie, that's the boy. Like, but was they married?
Yeah.
They were married. They got married.
Got kids, everything.
Yeah.
I know they got the babies. The babies.
Mm-hmm. Them babies.
And, but then after that, it was hard for her to drop that weight, and she was real depressed over that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just never know. God will stick an extra 40 pounds on your whole list. Like, you just never know.
All of it.
Well, I know the lambs don't let me have it. We love Mariah. Don't ever get it twisted.
Exactly.
Don't ever get it twisted. But at the end of the day, like, I remember, see, I know Melody Daniels, who used to sing Becca, and Kelly Price. Yeah. So I know y'all are telling the truth.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah,
everybody ain't lying.
Yeah.
Just like with Russell Simmons, everybody ain't lying.
Yeah,
no shade. You can sit on like this if you want to.
Oh yeah.
Until you do right by me, Satan.
Absolutely.
So let me do my final shout outs and thank you to Allure for joining us on the Little Mo Show today. Thank you for the insight. Thank you to you that paid attention, even though I'm crazy. I'm self-diagnosed, and the doctors say I'm taking meds, but no, I think they make you crazier. And I don't feel like being asleep. To Next Level Publishing, to OG Podcast Network, to Fred. You want to give some thank yous, some shout outs?
Thanks, Mo, for having me. Yeah. Thanks, you beautiful ladies.
Aww, thank you.
And I'd love for you guys to sing for us. Right?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And thank y'all to my family for letting me come in today. Because, listen, I got 5 kids and they all texting me.
I could imagine.
And my sister and them texting me. It's just a lot going on. So, y'all not been here and we had people to watch, then my family can't eat. And we be hungry because it's a lot of them motherfuckers. Yeah. So, all right.
But we appreciate you for real because you're one of the one. Out of everybody that we met and we actually worked with, that every single time we saw it was always open arms. You're always humble, beautiful, funny as all hell. And we just really appreciate you for real, from the heart.
Nah, and it's glad to see y'all back. I love to see, and y'all still look good. Because, you know, some people be like, child, you know, people, I don't look like what I've been through. Bitch, you lied to you.
I know you
bitch, you look like slavery. But,
that's going to be the new
no, that's what we say. That's what we say in Philly. Like, ooh, it's hot as a slave. I couldn't have been a field nigga. I'd have been a housewoman because I can't take it, darling. I'm so extra. So, ready? All cry out. This song right here, like, this was the original. Yo, I'm not fucking with you niggas. Yeah, like, this was the original fuck these niggas anthem. What was that, 97?
Yeah,
97. So, 2 decades later, still doing it, Allure. All cried out.
Thank you. Thank God.
Don't you know my tears will come? Romance often fades. Why should I take the blame? You are the one who left me neglected. But the traffic was so noisy, ooh, that you could not hear me cry.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Where you got my heart never knew?
We were going
to that was the first time
we called everybody Lisa Jesus.
Lisa yeah, nigga. We gospel people.
Who added the nigga part?
The nigga part?
Nobody said that.
Nobody said that.
Oh, I thought they said nigga. Oh.
Wait, wait, wait.
I thought they said nigga. I was like, yeah, nigga. What?
Wait, I got to listen.
I'm gonna say, maybe sing. I'm gonna say, sing. I'm gonna tell you the part. What part was?
What part?
I'm neglected. I said, nigga, you left me. I said, yes, nigga, you left me.
Neglected.
Bitch, see, that was a trigger.
Neglected. Nigga, you left me. I can hear that.
You know, all the time I get y'all said, nigga, and I was like, yes, they forgot to beep it out back in the day. And I was like, that's. I was like, yo, I was like, yes, this is lit. All these years, I was like,
well, we might start doing that live. Yes.
I'm always doing that. Be the first
and I use N-word so freely, but y'all did that. Oh, y'all did that. So, oh my god, yeah, we need to see more of that.
Thank you. Any
upcoming shows? Like, where can they see? Is anything coming up like soon? Because we need to get you. What's y'all booking it for? Like, stop playing. Put it out there. We're gonna type it right. Look, type it in the comment section. Whatever the thing is. So.
We just honestly kind of a little bit, like we said before, there's a lot of stuff that's in the process of being confirmed,
right.
But
okay.
We're doing, like, you know, a lot of stuff, getting back to community. We're performing, oh Lord, the date, August 15th.
Yes.
At okay. the Veterans Hospital in St. Norbert's in Queens. That's our second visit. What else?
Like you said,
this is how I say, till that deposit hit, all that shit is up in there. I tell people, if you ain't got no deposit, don't tell me. I gotta talk to my team. Bitch, you should do that. But you call, don't play with me, because I got kids. Oh my God, Lord, like y'all did that. And I wish y'all the best, much success.
Thank you so much.
Honestly, while everybody up here doing these movies, I really think that they, like, Netflix did the Roxanne with Shantae. I think they really should do a movie, y'all, like, that whole Trackmaster puts that whole, dynamic, like, show y'all get off the plane from Japan and be like, what the fuck? Like, that shouldn't be lit. I think they could do a whole series. I think there's so many great stories that so many artists have to tell, but they always keep us so quiet in the industry. If they're not spilling the tea on us, you got to sit there and fucking deal with it. And I'm just like, no, you. Sometimes you could be like, I don't owe the game. Yeah. I ain't got to charge
to
the game.
And it took us a long time to get to that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we were like, we wasn't allowed to say nothing.
Right. I just got one time. And then I did.
That was a big one.
It was a big one.
Wait, you went off?
Got kicked off.
And got kicked out the...
That's why we got dropped from Columbia.
It was me.
What did you say?
But now you're allowed to say fuck my label, throw shit over. But
I mean, you know what it was, and it was a lot.
We had no outlet.
But at the same time, we always just tried to be nice all the damn time.
Right.
And no matter how nice we were, I mean, we don't have that much time.
Evil.
But we done been to support other artists. And then walking and everybody's being shady, saying shit left and right. Like,
see, they don't play that mess with me because I know all the blogs. I say, bitch, this right here, if I ever lose this. You ever seen the show with Reddington? What's the show with Raymond Reddington?
Blacklist.
Yes. Blacklist.
Yeah,
with that blacklist with whatever he was looking for, that suitcase because the bones in it. Mm-hmm. Which let me lose this phone. That's all I got to say. My cloud is lit.
Oh my God.
But we used to couldn't tell. But y'all will get a receipt. No, I'm just kidding. But thank y'all so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
This was a great show. So we'll see y'all later.
See ya.